Haywire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Age Concern Aotearoa is a national charity and advocacy group for older people and has been working in collaboration with Driving Miss Daisy, a company that works across the country to provide personal assistance with transporting its largely older client base. The groups have been working together to produce the resource booklet, called Life Without a Car, which aims to help older people discuss the options of transport available to them and how daily tasks such as grocery shopping, seeking medical care, and remaining social with their communities can be maintained without driving. I spoke to Age Concern Chief Executive Karen Billings-Jensen about the resource, the challenges our older population face without cars, and what more needs to be done to support them. So how important is it that resources regarding alternative transport methods than driving be made more accessible to our older population?
I think it's really important because they are important conversations that people need to have and to start thinking about. Some people end up not being able to drive quite suddenly, and if you haven't had conversations maybe with your family or with other people around what would be the alternatives if I can't drive, around getting my shopping or going to the doctor, or even as important, still being part of some of the social connection things that I do, like ensuring that I can still keep up with the friends and the things that I do in the community.
As a country that is generally quite reliant on our cars, how disproportionately does this affect our older population?
Particularly for those that live rurally or don't live in places where there's good public transport, it can be a real problem. And if we think around the geography, if we think of the places that there are public transport options and that there aren't, I think it's important that it will have a huge impact, I guess, on people being able to do some of those usual life things that we expect to be able to do. And as I said, to engage in what their life looks like when they're no longer driving.
You mentioned before the importance of finding access to daily needs such as groceries, but what are the challenges to older people without access to cars and their families face?
Right, so we know that there are some online delivery options for groceries, which is really great. Not everyone is digitally literate in terms of being able to order and use online, but the last few years have certainly had a lot more older people needing to engage in the online world. But actually it's just the importance that people still need the basic living things like their food, like their access to medical help. So it really is just important that people have got a plan about what happens when their circumstances change and who might be the people that could help them. So the booklet that we've produced with Driving Miss Daisy is really, at the back, it's just got some good planning things like, how will I shop? How will I get to the doctor, the pharmacy, the bank, the hairdresser, the clubs I go to? How might I get to church or to my marae? And just other social things. So it gives a really good opportunity for sometimes families, and families might be gathering a bit more over Christmas. So the opportunities for people to be together and have these conversations, so that it's things that people have thought about before things change.
Could you explain a little bit about the Life Without a Car resource and what topics it covers?
Sure. So it covers things like, what are the alternative transportation options? Like, do you live in a community where there is public transport or other forms of transport? For example, we know in some communities there are funeral homes have vans that occasionally go out to the cemeteries that are a bit more rural to enable people to visit and spend time with those that are no longer with them. So there's a whole range of different transport services in some communities. So what the booklet covers is really looking at those. How will you stay socially connected and engaged? How will you manage those things I've talked about, managing groceries, medical appointments and other essential tasks? And then what does it mean to be a pedestrian or a passenger in a car? Because sometimes that's quite a bit of a shift, like actually how important is getting around? How important is ensuring that you can walk and that you still have that ability to get out in that community? So it makes you think around, you know, be careful when you're crossing a road if you haven't done a lot of walking in built-up areas. But actually, we know that the physical activity can help with mobility, endurance and walking. So it kind of covers all those things that get you to think around what are all the different things that you could put in your life that would make it easier if you can no longer drive.
How important has the insight of Driving Miss Daisy been in this collaboration as a company with extensive experience transporting older adults?
So it's been really fantastic to partner with them. They are in many communities across New Zealand, and so we've had a great relationship with them over the years. We know that there are other providers as well, but actually Driving Miss Daisy have been really great in helping us get this brochure out there because, again, they want to see older people able to engage in their communities as well. So it's been really great to partner with them to ensure that the quality of life for older New Zealanders is enhanced.
Are there changes that Age Concern would like to see on a larger scale from the incoming government to increase transport options for older adults?
I guess it is knowing what public transport options are there, and when we think around how our communities are designed, how will, so if there's new areas being developed, how will they be served by public transport if it's available? So making sure, like some of the things that have happened around things like kneeling buses, so the ability for people to get on and off public transport. We really value the support of the mobility, total mobility service and the cards and what that enables people to do with reduction in taxi fares. So we want those things to continue, and just that there is a real focus on how our communities remain connected and how services are provided to enable people to get from where they live into the services that they need. So it's thinking, I guess, around the design of communities where key services like doctors, supermarkets are placed. So those things are really important.
We spoke a little bit before about the effect of all of this on those living in quite rural areas or communities. Are there other groups within our older population that are disproportionately affected, such as Māori and Pacifica?
So one of the challenges is the ability to pay for other transport options. We do know, and the book does talk about, if you don't have a car, there is a saving in terms of not needing to pay for insurance, petrol, and upkeep of a vehicle. But actually, where we've got communities where they are struggling with income and the cost of living, then transport costs are quite a challenge. And we know that for some communities, or some groups, that income has not been large throughout life, that those things will still continue to provide a challenge in older life. So it's obviously the cost of accessing public services. And like where communities do live rurally, it's how they can connect with people in the community and how a community does look after itself. And I think we saw some of that with some of the disasters this year in terms of the impacts of Cyclone Gabriel and how communities were able to pull together, but then how they'll continue to remain connected and support the older people who might just be isolated in the loss of a car or just enhance that isolation. And we know the real health impact on loneliness and the lack of social connection. The main thing is actually, as a family, if you have the opportunity to have these conversations and support your older people, that we just really encourage people to talk about it and to think about it, so that when something happens, and if it happens suddenly, that there's a bit of a plan in place.
That was Age Concern Aotearoa Chief Executive Karen Billings-Jensen speaking to me about the charity's recent collaboration with Driving Miss Daisy to produce the resource Life Without a Car for older adults that no longer drive.